Hey there, welcome back. You know what? Walmart and all the big box stores and even Home Depot, they can do it, and so can I. You know, put their Halloween crap out early. What, since August? Well, are you ready for a Halloween story? A spooky one? Let's go get started. Ghosts, goblins, and ghouls. Ooh, even skeletons. Trick-or-treaters? Maybe. This week's episode, Bony Tony. When he was just a little boy skeleton, he was the apple of his daddy skeleton's eyes. Well, maybe a clavicle or a mandible of his daddy skeleton's eyes. Susie Skeleton and her husband, Red Skeleton, named their son Tony. When he started school, right there in the first grade, oh, it happened. Susie and Red should have seen it coming and not named him Tony. Maybe Frank or Tom. The other kids, they started calling him Bony. Bony Tony. Oh, they weren't bullying their fellow first grade student who looked, well, a little different than they did. Their parents taught them to embrace diversity. You know, to accept kids that didn't look just like them. They loved Bony Tony. They thought he was cute, in a funny sort of way. In fact, Bony Tony was so funny, he was a class clown, always pulling a prank. He especially loved to aggravate Mrs. Anderson by screeching his fingernails right there on the blackboard, or popping his bony skull right off his neck in the lunchroom and pretending to spoon-feed it as he held it in his arms. That always brought a bunch of giggles. On Halloween, Bony Tony was especially popular. All the kids begged him to go trick-or-treating with them. As he stood on all those front porches, they were guaranteed to get more candy than anyone else. They always put Bony Tony right up front, where unsuspecting grandparents and old aunts and uncles couldn't miss him. My, don't you look real, some old bow-legged matron would invariably remark. Then she'd turn around. Henry, get your butt out here. You gotta see this kid. He looks just like a real skeleton. Then without fail, she'd tell Bony Tony, okay, kid, you want a treat? First, you gotta do me a trick. Well, you knew this was coming. Tony popped his bony skull, then he dug his bony hand into the candy bowl and pulled out a Snickers. He stuffed it into his open jaw, only to have it fall out the bottom. The Snickers hit the porch floor, about the same time as the old bow-legged woman. That always got a lot of laughs, not to mention all that candy. It was scattered all over the floor. When he grew up, Bony Tony moved out of Susie and Red Skeleton's basement, where the whole family slept, on the musty old floor. Red Skeleton, who would inspire Tony's crazy sense of humor, always joked, okay, let's go. Time for our dirt nap, Tony. Tony moved into his own apartment, where he could work as a mailman. Oh, all the dogs in the neighborhood loved him. Well, especially his femur and tibia, anyway. Even as an adult skeleton, Bony Tony never lost his little boy skeleton love for Halloween. But now at Halloween, he did what all of his adult friends did. No more Snickers and spilled bowls of candy. No more going door-to-door trick-or-treating. He would join his adult friends dressed up in their outrageous costumes as they staggered from bar to bar. Trick or beer. Bony Tony loved that camaraderie, the fun, not to mention all the laughs. Class clown Bony Tony never lost his touch. Tilly's was their third stop every year. They'd all be gathered around the bar, ghosts, goblins, and the odd Frankenstein or two. Already on their second or third beer, waiting patiently for the star of the show to make his grand entry. Even Tilly herself anticipated Bony Tony's arrival. Exactly 10 o'clock. Bony Tony's Halloween friends were, shall we say, pretty tuned up. Okay, half drunk. Then, right on cue, Bony Tony rattled in. The room got quiet as he stood at the bar. Tilly even tried herself to hide the smirk on her face. She knew what was coming.
Tilly!
Bony Tony paused, milking the crowd.
Tilly, give me a beer. And a mop.